Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, it's Mojo on the Morning Show. Mike, I want to hear about this Airbnb.
Okay, so my wife's birthday was last weekend, and we were busy with Irish on Ionia, so we didn't really do anything last weekend. We had some other stuff going on, too, so we're, like, trying to figure out what we're going to do this weekend, and we thought about going over to Detroit and doing some shopping there, something running around there, just having a low-key brunch here, and then the option of a friend's Airbnb came up, which they have a place in Traverse City. Now, the way they got this is when they got married, his father passed away, and so they were almost gifted this Airbnb.
Oh, and they inherited the thing, huh?
Yeah. And so recently, like within the last year, they are splitting up. They got divorced. They're still going through all that messiness of all of that. And so the friend, the female friend, because we're friends with both of them, the female friend said, hey, if you guys are looking for something to do this weekend, we have an Airbnb in Traverse City. I have the keys to it. We don't even know. That might actually be coming to me when we split up everything anyways. So go ahead, go use it. And I'm like, yes, like that's what we do, right? That's what we do. We go up to Traverse City. We stay in this place for free and we go run around Traverse City for a little bit. Now, here's the thing. He also still has keys. So there's a chance that A, he could show up. B, he could show up with somebody else. Or he could, I don't know if there's cameras or whatever, but he could see that we're there and flip out, and this could turn into a whole thing. And they're in the middle of splitting things up. Ugh. So what if this becomes a giant fight now? Do you know what I mean?
Overall, so she's not going to clear it through him that she gave the keys to you guys.
I don't know how it ended, but I know it didn't end well.
And technically, okay. It's hers through him, through his dad. So it's,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Which I'm assuming that they fight over this whole thing that, he's going to want to keep this thing
for sure.
Because it's within
in
his
the family.
And honestly, yeah. I don't think the courts would give it to her unless there's issues over fighting over other stuff. But,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's what it is there's so many other things that she's like, she's leaning towards that she might get this. But point in time, it's both of theirs.
Are you guys buddies, you and him? Do you know each other well? I know you guys were all friends, but until they split. But
so it was Allie's friend to begin with. Then we all kind of became friends after that.
And since the divorce, you haven't talked to him?
Yeah, I mean, yes, but not like that.
You could call him yourself and say, hey, you know, she offered this thing, but then it stops it from happening. Right. Or you do the whole ask for forgiveness, not permission type thing, and you just go there. And
but
then,
to Mike's point, what if he's up there?
Well, then you got to prepare
yourself.
Or shows
up.
To stay
that's
somewhere else.
That's the fun part. You never know.
Yeah, see if they got hotel rooms up there. See if there's any place to go.
And how awkward is that conversation going to be if, like, because I don't talk to him that much, but if I call him now and be like, hey, man, I hope you're doing good. Hope things are well. Also, BT Dub, can I go stay at your old place?
Yeah.
Since you're not going to be there.
Right.
My favorite is when you see people that go through a split or divorce and they become vindictive with the spouse's property or things, you know what I mean? Where it's like, we had a friend that went through a divorce, or a friend of Chelsea's that went through a divorce, and she was offering me his clothes because we were about the same size. And I'm like, does he not want them anymore? And she goes, no, I'm just giving them away right now.
Can you imagine showing up and seeing him again somewhere wearing his clothes?
I'm like hanging out wearing like a sport jacket that was his, or, you know, a pair of pants. Like, that. Yeah, not a good idea. I'm not going to deal with that whole thing. I don't know.
To me, it wouldn't be worth the energy to get in the middle of it. Like, that could get messy.
Yeah, but part of me is like,
it's free. I get it.
It's free. And also,
it just could cause so much drama. And then there you and Allie are like,
don't discourage him, Shannon. This is great show material.
Yeah.
I totally want him to
go. But it might be free now, but what's the cost later?
Can you imagine it will happen that he shows up at the worst possible time, too? You're on the toilet, or you're sleeping on Saturday morning, and he comes.
Or you and Allie are, like, you know, celebrating.
Yeah, the birthday.
Her birthday.
I'm not leaving at that point. At that point, I'm staying the weekend.
Yeah, that would be kind of a tough one there for you. Do you ever get in the middle of couples' fights? it's not a good situation. Imagine getting in the middle of a couple's fight when they're in the middle of a divorce. And that would be kind of a rough one. Should Mike go or should Mike say no? 844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548 is the telephone number to reach us or text 95500. A couple of texts are already coming in saying, Mike, just go and say that you booked it through the wife. Then there's a few people here that are saying that you should make sure that he's not there before you get there, because if you show up and he's already there, it's going to be very awkward.
Super
to go
awkward.
In.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's saying, just go and have a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, just find a nearby hotel in case.
Where's a good place to stay in Traverse City if you need a last-minute place?
That's true.
Any listeners?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it's off-season. You can go find something, right?
Yeah, there's got to be something there.
Summer, I wouldn't risk it.
But does it have the drama that I'm going to walk into?
So you want the drama. Do you think that your wife wants the drama?
No, I know my wife doesn't want the drama. I know that, like, part of me is like,
A good story to talk about.
Yeah,
you got one. You got one topic for Monday morning show. What's going on? How you doing, Kevin?
Doing really good. How are you all doing this morning?
We're good, Kevin. What's going on? What do you think Mike should do? I don't know if we should take advice from this guy, just from the sounds of the start of this thing. Go ahead,
Mike,
Kevin.
Do not go.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, do not get in between a relationship, especially a divorce, especially if you're friends with both of them. It's just going to end up completely not in your favor.
Yeah.
But it's free.
I understand, but trust me, the consequences, like Megan said, will come later.
Yeah.
You're a sensible guy, Kevin.
Right.
And,
yeah.
Thank you. Love you, Megan.
Oh, I love you too.
Oh my God, this is Kevin.
We haven't heard from you in a long time,
Kevin.
Kevin,
when we first started on Kiss, you would call us up, and I know that you were not a fan of ours. You did not want us to be.
I love you guys now.
Did we grow on you like that fungus that's going around right now?
Oh, I don't know if I want fungus, but yes, you guys grow.
Thank you.
Kevin's my favorite. Thank you. I love you.
What did you guys call Kevin on the?
Well, we used to go, who the blank is Kevin Randles?
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
That's it. My boss caught that a couple times, and they're like, Kevin, are you on the phone while I was driving? And I'm like, no.
No, never heard of it.
We get some of the best people from Toledo. The snowplow guys are from there,
Marlene.
Too.
Marlene.
Yeah, Marlene's great. We love her. Bree, what's going on? It's Mojo in the Morning. What should Mike do?
I think he should go. And, you know, back in the day, you used to put the sock on the door that you're busy. Just put a sock on the door.
Okay. Here's my question, though. Does the wife know if her ex has rented it out to anybody else, too? Because it might just not be him. What if he's telling friends, hey, if you don't have anything to do this weekend, why don't you go up and use my cabin in Traverse City?
Now it's a party.
Yeah, I don't fully know the answer to that, but part of me feels like it is kind of a war right now.
Because
like
he could be doing the same thing.
Yeah. Don't do it, Mike. Don't ugly divorces. You do not want to get involved
That's
in that whole
saying.
Thing. You're going to be called. You're going to be.
Megan keeps going, go.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go. Yeah.
What if it's a great story when I come back Monday?
Okay, do it.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.